All right, we can come to the first encounter in which we will actually need a map.
Oh my god.
Oh my
It's a miracle!
So.
I've disappeared into the night again.
God, I'm going to feel sorry for the first thing to come across us. It's like, oh, only two guys just walking along, no biggie. By the way, what are your guys' primary weapons?
Elven curve blade.
Ooh.
Heavy crossbow.
I forgot to bring a mini for Calcamedes.
We have a very black map.
Here, this dude is going to be a Calcamedes. He's wearing red. So, Calcamedes seems to be wending his way through a series of narrow game trails.
Okay. I guess I'll be immediately behind him.
Like, get that. Ditto. Yeah. Okay.
Calcamedes can be a stormtrooper.
That's how I feel about him. But anyway. Yeah. Okay, so where are you guys? Where are the other two? Where are the you guys at?
I'm in the darkness.
So probably like off to the sides here and here?
Yeah.
I do need to know where you are. So.
I'm in the darkness. I'm off to the side.
Now remember, these are like thick game trails.
These are
bushes.
Oh, okay.
Put me about 15 feet away from everybody over here.
Okay, so you're heading up this trail, I'd imagine, then.
Yeah, I'm within sight of... I can see all of you, but I...
Animal companion.
Oh, domain? Animal companion.
Yep.
He has a domain, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Hawk. Hawk.
Yeah.
All right.
I will be probably right up in front with the guy, since...
Lagging a little bit behind on this trail.
Front line.
All right.
Supposed to be going.
Yeah, me and you are the
power. Calcamedes sort of staggers 38? Through. And
45. I follow close behind.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm tied to him, after all.
Yeah, and I'm taking a look around, see if there's anything out of the ordinary. Because obviously we're not busting out the minis for no reason.
Just as you decide to look around, a grizzly bear rears itself out of the berries. This is a berry patch, by the way. Yeah. And you can see that there are two baby bears represented by these barrels.
We have a big barrel and a baby barrel. So one's a juvenile and one is slightly newborn.
Yes. At this point, I imagine he's just like, nope.
Yep, nope.
Yeah, so Mama Bear has reared up on her hind legs and she's... clearly warning Calcamedes off, and of course he is going to head straight in, so we're going to roll initiative.
So you're fighting unarmed, or you're...
You'll see. You'll see, but you have not seen a weapon from me yet.
41 due to favorite class bonus.
Galanon.
I have 18.
Okay. And Arthur.
Arthur. 13.
Okay.
I don't remember.
And Montgomery.
20.
Okay.
Well, 19 on. On initiative.
Okay, that's the best so far. Bar. Bam. That
bar.
Can't remember my hit rate.
Bar. And seven.
Seven bar. Well done. Kib.
14.
Okay.
14.
Wait. Never mind. Goes there, and then I need to roll for the bears. Also plus one. Okay.
Also plus one. If we back up, do we... Will the bears not kill us?
So,
if anyone was a druid, we brought animal empathy out of the way, but no one's a druid.
They don't have vigilante druid.
That'd be kind of wicked.
Vigilante nature lover.
Mm-hmm. Eco terrorist.
Yeah.
Poison ivy.
Cheetah.
Okay. Montgomery, you're up.
Standard action. Swift girding. I pull out my plate mail and put it all on.
And now you gotta say it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Be that way. Alright, so... Clint, you are now fully armored.
Swift action. Pull out my trident.
Okay.
From my tattoo. It just appears out of nowhere, essentially. Just... And I spend my move action to immediately put myself between me... Okay. The target
and
the bear.
By the way, who's holding the rope?
I am.
Okay. That's good to know. Galen,
isn't that you that just got put in front, or is that?
No, I'm the heavily armored guy.
Stretch check to pull him back.
You are Galanon, right?
What?
No, I'm Galanon.
You're the, okay. You can see. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to charge past the bear, use an acrobatics check to then hit it with a swift action with my sword.
All right. How? What's your speed?
I can move 30, so 60.
Okay. All right.
It'll be a swift action. To
5, it. 10. That's going to be 15, 20 because it's difficult terrain.
Okay, so
30 provokes an attack of opportunity.
He hasn't attacked gone yet on initiative.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that when I should have went right into melee with
and
it.
And I'm going to make an acrobatics check.
Okay. Well, it can't make attacks of opportunity anyway, because it has...
But I have to go through it square to do my swift thing, or is it just... I
can you should just probably run just run up and hit it.
Would it remind me what this ability is again?
I can run through it square, hit it as a swift action, and continue on. I kind of disappear again.
Oh, okay.
That's the up close and personal.
Ah, okay, all right. Make your acrobatics check. And the DC is what? It's CMD plus 10?
Cause CMD.
Passing...
Yeah.
CMB just... plus 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, CMB.
13,
I should have gotten
the
melee
16,
with it,
29.
So I don't have to 5-foot step.
29.
I could probably just charge it.
As long as you're my steel wall between all right, it
so
and Concaeus
is
fine.
Action.
Yeah.
Come here, boy!
Another swift action.
17 to attack.
Hits.
Alright, so D10 plus 3D6.
Oh, that is such a wonderful... Yes, she... By the way, I need to pull out D8.
3D6, holy cow.
Because of my sneak attack. Or my, because I use flat, you know, hidden strike. I'm striking from the shadows.
That's true, and you were all stealthy and everything, so
yeah.
That makes sense.
And he's flat-footed right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this bear all of a sudden is like, okay, just the tin can coming towards me. Oh god, why is my thigh bleeding?
Alright, so 3 plus, so 13, 16 points of damage, and I run past him and off again.
Okay,
and
disappear.
About to there.
I stealth again.
Okay, so...
Make a stealth check. I think you're taking a minus 10 on that at this point, because it is well aware that you're there, because you just stabbed it.
But because of Silent Hunter, I take a negative 5 off of that.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I feel sorry for the poor creatures we're fighting.
Plus 16 is 27 minus 5, so 22 stealth.
22 stealth. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Alright.
Because then you just stabbed something into the neck.
Alright.
Stabbed it, ran past it, and disappeared into the dark
and
again.
And you did 16 damage, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Math.
You guys said you needed a melee character. This is how I designed to go. I have 35 hit points. How am I not going to die? I have not to stand there.
Everyone right. has fairly subpar hit points. I have 45, and I'm by far the strongest.
Kib. It is Kib.
Alright.
Where are you anyway?
Right there. There. All right. So, how many? The square is how much?
5 feet.
Or each square is 5 feet, but except for the game trails passing through, it's considered difficult terrain and costs 2 squares of movement. All
right. I was kind of.
How high are these game trails? You're like, well, could he shoot over him?
I'm going to say that the bear has partial cover. So a 20% mischance for Kib, because Kib is so short.
Yeah, and he can kind of see through bushes.
He's 3 feet tall.
I understand.
All right.
That's why I was like, oh, can't you just shoot over? And like, wait, Cobalt shooting
packed,
over.
Is packed.
Okay. And so, let's see. Now, what would be 30? Let's see. I was back kind of here, so 5,
yeah,
10,
you're...
15, 20.
Okay.
And
I think that works.
Yeah, and the whole time I probably should roll stealth for that.
Yes, please. In fact, I should have made him roll a stealth for that too. But
all right.
We'll assume it worked because
let's
that's not
see.
Back up.
14 plus 21, 35.
Okay, so it got a perception of.
Why if I have one of those Kit Kat minis?
Less than 35.
All right.
Thank you.
So I want to use my the hidden strike.
Yes.
There you go.
It qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
So make your attack roll.
This is happening.
Now, was this a 2d6 added damage?
It's actually 3d6 because I made an error.
Okay.
You just roll your attack. If it hits, then you get to do the extra damage on top of the
weapon. Gotcha. All right.
This bear is having a very bad night.
Mm-hmm. Probably should have gone to the laptop. Going on the phone, not a good idea.
You have plenty of dice in front of you, you just want to roll dice.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what my
character sheet's on his phone.
Your attack bonus would be listed down here, plus one heavy crossbow. You're attacking at plus 9.
All right. So 9 plus 25.
Hits. Roll your damage.
All right. So.
D8 plus 3d6, I believe.
Yep.
D8.
There you go. Thank you.
Alright. 10?
Total 10. Okay. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Alright. Next in the initiative, the bears.
The bear.
Alright.
Oh, and do I get to have make a stealth roll again to hide after shooting, or would that be another action?
As his vigilante form, Montgomery, social form.
I think. Well, okay. you've got bonuses against. You've got bonuses for sniping, right?
Yeah, the stealth I need is reduced.
Okay.
Instead of minus 20, it's minus 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and make a stealth throw at minus 10 to like fade back into the bushes.
All right.
Boink.
Yeah. All right, 3 plus 21
minus
10. Minus 10.
So 14.
Yeah.
14 total?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bear is most likely to eat the cobalt.
You never know.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the bear rolled an 18 plus stuff on its perception check, so it knows exactly where that kobold is, and the kobold just shot it in the face with a heavy crossbow. So,
that's true.
Charge!
Bam! Do I take an AO?
You can if you wish.
Can I declare? I'm declaring this a power attack as I jab into it.
Okay.
14.
Well, we could do that.
If it hadn't charged, that would not have hit.
Okay, so it hits.
Okay.
4 plus. So 11.
What's your character's name?
Kib.
14 damage.
Okay. 14 damage. That's good. All right. And now it attacks the kobold.
All right.
Kobold tastes like chicken.
If only I could have braced.
It's going to try and attack you with a claw. What is your AC?
21.
Yeah, well, 14 does not hit you. So it has finished its act. It actually would have been 16 because of the charge, but still doesn't hit you. So it doesn't matter. That is the bear, and now it's Arthur.
Do the cubs attack? The cubs
don't know quite what to do. They're scared.
I hold Kim Carey's back with 11 on strength check.
Make a combat maneuver check in order to drag him.
CMB for dragging, 20.
That'll work. You drag him back, let's say 5 feet.
Well, it's a CMB, and every 5 over that, you go back another further 5 feet.
Yeah. What is his CMD? Now I need to go look up. See?
We're just trying to stop him from going forward, I think. Uh-huh. That said, I don't think this bear is going to last much longer.
I should have printed out him on a separate page.
What was your initiative? You're going next, right?
His CMD is 17, so you just get him 5 feet back.
Okay.
Oh, I feel sorry for this poor bear.
Alright, now it's Calcamedes who's going to try and drag you forward.
Alright, hold him, both hands.
What's the durability of this rope?
Really
decent. Okay, what's your CMD?
17.
9 plus 6 16. It's not 17. So he fails 15. To pull you forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. One higher and he would have done it. Okay.
He pulled himself into the bear.
Oh, yes. All right. So, Bark.
Ah. Fine. I get to move.
Sweet.
All right. Where am I?
Which one are you? Oh, wait. Where are you? Aren't you further back? Let's just say you're back.
I
here.
Never got put into the board.
Let's
so
just say
I was
back
up
there
with him originally. So
you're awfully tall for a dwarf.
Yeah, I was up with with.
He had his Wheaties.
I was up with Calcimedes wherever he was. So
yeah,
I'd be where his starting point was.
So probably like right about here. So
yeah. Yep. So then I'm just gonna go straight. More. She's trying to get through.
Would you prefer to be here or here?
Right. The second.
She's like the
least. I'm gonna move to there, and I'm gonna go to swing at him.
Okay. By the way,
so I'm gonna.
If he has a 10-foot reach, he can take an. The bear can take an AO. If
I'm gonna bull rush him.
Oh.
You're gonna bull rush the
Wait,
bear?
Don't run.
I don't think you can do that because it's difficult
no,
terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna run up and try to hit him.
Somehow a dwarf's head up inside the bear's mouth.
No, only has 5-foot reach.
Okay.
So 26 to hit.
Hits.
That's not a d12. There we go. Dar. Oh, wait. D12 plus strength plus one.
Strength and a half if it's two-handed.
Oh,
yeah. So it'd be six. So,
yesterday's
enterprise.
Yesterday's enterprise.
So, ten damage.
Good episode. Mm-hmm. That's how we ended up with
okay
the Romulan Tasha.
Yeah. What is Kib's CMD?
Are you grappled by a bear?
14.
Or more likely, are you in
okay
a bear's mouth?
The bear has collapsed upon you. You are stuck underneath it.
Bear is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Is it bleeding out?
It is at -8.
Bear.
I'm pretty sure it's not. Yeah. It is technically alive, but...
Dane, you can stabilize on it.
No. I don't know that spell.
-8?
You're the caster.
Oh.
And are so you going to heal the bear?
I don't want to leave the cubs by himself, but that's how nature is. In that case...
nature is... Ouch.
Things die in nature.
You can do a heal check to stabilize it.
Yeah, I'll try. 10 plus 3. So, let me double check.
It is not 15.
Well, no, let me double check.
I'm pretty sure you
so
I'm
gonna roll. Can I roll a escape
14
artist to get out from underneath the bear?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of pick up the bear as I'm trying to heal it, but I rolled a 14.
14 is one shy. Anyone want to aid another?
24 for escape artist.
Okay, you wriggle free.
Is anybody gonna help him heal the bear?
Just stabilize it, so eventually it might wake up.
Sure, why not?
You're now just prolonging their death.
You heal it, I'm gonna stab it again.
fine. I look at the bear cubs. I'm sorry.
I look at you going, and what's
okay,
your alignment
to you?
I'm capable.
Oh my god. Rolled a nat 20 on its stabilization check. Bear is stable. Okay.
Okay, well in that case.
It doesn't really say what the bear cubs do exactly.
If you have a potion of cure on you, you can pour it down his throat, but if you leave with 2 hit points, congratulations, you're gonna trip and die.
Yeah, I
you could also try to put a rope around
the
clubs. The
bear cubs are scared, so I think they would probably not engage.
Well, of course not, but the fact that they're probably gonna die in the mountains,
you could
that
also
makes me slightly sad.
Uh-huh. Well,
you could also try to tame the bear cubs and take them with us. And you could raise
I'm not good.
I shake out my bear trap. Here, cubs.
Okay.
That's right.
My character's like...
Sounds good
balls
to me.
Baseball team?
What's that?
Well, in that case, I just like kind of openly apologize to the bears and just keep on going, leaving my armor on.
Okay.
I don't think the bears are going to accept your apology since they can't stand you.
Yeah, well, the fact that they're probably going to starve to death out here makes me kind of sad.
Well, you never know.
Well, maybe a kind druid will happen by.
Maybe.
Know.
You never know. Okay, so moving on. Moving on. Back to the EF4 thingy, and...
I roll a stealth check to stab the bear while he isn't looking.
I rolled a 3 for my perception, so I total 12.
Okay, you're acting more evil than my character.
You
guys are both.
I have a code.
Technically lawful. What's your code? A bad code?
My code is if something kills me, I kill it back.
He didn't kill you. He didn't even hit you.
Well, he tried.
She was defending her cubs.
Even my character has a code, hence why he's lawful evil. But he even looked at this situation going, why couldn't we just walk around the barracks?
Because the Calcamides.
Yes.
Because Calcamides.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I don't.
It's one of those things where if my bosses didn't tell me he needed to stay alive, I would have pushed him into the swamp and left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With me,
he's just thinking to himself, the bears have more rights to live than he does.
Yeah, but that said, if you're doing it, then there's no reason for me to stop you.
I don't know. It's weird. They seem to think that these scared juvenile bears should have attacked or something. I don't get it. All right, so you have successfully stealthed, and you can shoot the bear if you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll probably just kick it.
Oh, just gonna kick it?
Yeah.
One d3 non-lethal damage.
Yeah, that said, as soon as this is all done, I'm pretty sure Calcamides is just going to keep on walking.
3.
I'm just hanging out to my tall.
Okay,
clear.
So it's going to wake up with a bruise on its head, assuming it wakes up.
I'm just disappearing into the night again.
Wait. Non-lethal will be converted to lethal damage because it's unconscious. So.
No, really?
I'm pretty sure once you're at below zero hit points, non-lethal becomes...
No, lethal only becomes non-lethal only becomes lethal is if... You have as much non-lethal damage as there is normal hit points.
Oh,
the moment, if it has
so
like 20 health...
So wake up with a bruised head.
Yes.
And the bear and the cubs go over and start licking its wound, which is very, very large in its shoulder.
Yeah. Okay. It's very sad, and we move on.
Yes.
Yep.